Good morning. Welcome to the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're in a week focused on serving through friendships. And today's specific topic within that friendship is serving through intercessory friendships. Have you ever had a time when you needed someone to stand up for you, to plead your case, to be an advocate, to represent you when you were unable to do so yourself or were ineffective in doing so yourself for whatever reason? You learn to appreciate the value of intercession. The Bible teaches that both Jesus has interceded for us and the Holy Spirit intercedes for us as we pray to interpret, so to speak, our very heart before God. But it also makes it clear that we ought to be interceding for one another. And I believe as we serve, it's important to lay hold of this practice of intercession in a couple different levels. One, it's, I believe, critical that we have people who are praying for us, that are interceding on our behalf as we serve, specifically and particularly when we are in the midst of active service that perhaps is different than our normal routine. Perhaps it's a day of volunteering at a homeless shelter. A week of volunteering in disaster relief. An hour of volunteering in a mentorship program. Those times where we are specifically serving in very specific roles, I believe those times especially are critical to have someone praying. But I also believe that it's critical that we have been praying and are praying in the midst of those service times to pray for and with those that we are serving alongside, and to pray for those and with those that we are serving. Some of the most special moments in the trips that I did last fall with IDES and serving disaster recovery efforts was the times that we could pray with the homeowners that we were serving. And to recognize that we could go to the Father together. And we could present a clearer picture of their needs because we had spent time with them. But we could also hear them present their requests and needs before God, which would in turn deepen our prayer life. As we go through life, as we serve people, this element of intercessory prayer. It's fascinating. In the book of Job, there's a passage that talks about interceding as a man intercedes for his friend. And contextually, it appears that he's talking about the work of Christ or the work of the Spirit or heavenly presence interceding for him before God. But his comparison is what caught my eye. That it's taking place as a man intercedes for his friend, as if it's a natural thing, as if it's an expected thing that a man would intercede for his friend, that a person would care about their friend. That we would do that willingly. That our intercession would not be a chore that we do grudgingly. But that we would consistently intercede on behalf of others. And obviously, the closer the friendship, the more specific we ought to be able to be in our intercession. But the specifics shouldn't keep us from interceding for others. Especially when we know that the Spirit intercedes for us when we fumble through our prayers not knowing quite what to say. And just the act of going to the Father on behalf of someone else is a powerful thing. There are a lot of things I believe that we can pray for others about. Back a lot of years ago now, I began writing weekly prayer guides and send them out on email, publish them on the Impact Prayer Ministry Facebook page, and designed to, originally it began as a month-long prayer focus at the church that I'm a part of, where each day we were praying specifically for different individuals in the congregation so that at the end of the month we had spent time praying for everyone by name, and had some specific things to be praying about that we could pray about for all people. But at the end of the month, it kept going. We shifted away from praying specifically by name for each person, but that process became what is now topical scripture-based prayer guides, with the idea that these are things we can pray about for ourselves, we can pray about for others. As an example, this week we're praying about living an undivided life. And each Sunday I encourage people to pray for the preaching and teaching that takes place within the local church. And then the other 6 days I'll break down some aspect of that week's topic. And so today is, as we pray about an undivided life, we're praying about undivided devotion. Jesus says that no one can serve two masters. Either he will be devoted to one and hate the other, or he will hate the one and be devoted to the other. And so that's a matter of intercession that we can pray for anyone, that they would live with an undivided devotion to God. And that kind of was the heart and continues to be the heart behind these weekly prayer guides. To pray for ourselves, but more specifically to pray for others. Because that's where people tend to at least claim that they struggle. We're pretty good at asking for ourselves. Maybe not as in depth as we ought to, but we know our needs fairly well. And we can talk to God about what's going on in our life. We're aware of it. But when it comes to interceding for others, the more we know, the more specific our intercession can be, but we know what God wants. At least in general terms, God wants everyone to come to repentance, to find salvation in Jesus. And so when we serve through intercessory friendships, we pray that we would live out a life that reflects Jesus. We pray that those that we serve who have come to know Jesus would continue to live that way. For those that have not yet come into relationship with Jesus, we pray that they would come to repentance, that God's love would be made known through the works of service we're doing, through our listening, through our representing of Jesus. When I teach prayer seminars, and I always like to include times of putting it into practice. Actually, this coming Saturday morning, I'll be teaching at the Buchanan Christian Church, Prepared for the Storm. And the morning will be divided into three sessions that are a combination. Each session will be a combination of teaching and doing. And I always say, if I come and I talk about prayer and we never pray, I failed. And the same's true when it comes to intercession. We can talk to people about their needs. We can talk to them about what they want. We can talk to them about what they're going through. But if we never talk to God about it, if we never intercede on their behalf, we've kind of failed to some extent. And I know prayer can be this conversation, and God hears us all the time. But there's something special about specifically going to God and talking with Him. Not just being aware of Him listening in on our conversations. There are times in most homes that a parent would hear conversations that are going around and taking place among the children within the home. And many times those conversations can be enlightening to some extent, especially you have siblings that are talking about their school day. But it takes on a whole another level when one of those siblings comes to you and says, "This happened in school today and I don't know what to do. I'm struggling. I'm confused. I had a great time and I'm just so happy." And I believe that's part of why it's so important to set aside times that we deliberately go to God. And we can talk to Him specifically about what's going on in our life, what's going on in the lives of others. And then we listen. Because oftentimes it's within these intercessory prayer times that in the stillness of our mind, God moves and prompts us to do something more, do something different, do something that honors Him. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Your love is so full, so complete, so all-encompassing that Your desire is that we would come to You about everything, with everything that we have. And as we serve, you have called us into friendships with people in order to represent Jesus to them. And you've called us to intercede on their behalf. To come to you in times when they can't, or they don't know how, or they won't. To be that advocate that speaks up for them, knowing that we also have an advocate that speaks to you for us when our words are all jumbled up. And Father, as we serve, may we be mindful to have recruited and asked people to intercede on our behalf. That we would be aware very intensely that we're not going into it alone. That our work and our acts of service are being carried along by the prayers of others as well as our own. Father, as we get to know people, as we spend time with people, as we serve, may we listen to what's said. May we listen to what's not said. May we be observant to the things that are going on that they're not aware of how to speak about or to share, so that our intercession can be more specific in the way that we cry out to you for others. God, may we become more diligent in our time in your word, more aware of the things that you've already said, that you've called us to, of the will for all mankind that you've expressed in your word, that our prayers of intercession on their behalf would align with what you want. And Father, within that intercession, as we pray for the needs of others, may we not fail to pray for their spiritual need. In those times when you call us to meet the physical needs, to provide food or clothing or cleanup or help of whatever kind, may we not allow the scope of the physical need to distract us from the scope of the spiritual need. And may our intercession be such that it comes to you asking for your help in giving us strength, giving us courage, giving us the words and the actions to take that would represent Jesus in a way that others would see him more clearly than ever before. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that we would take seriously our role of interceding on their behalf. In a time where being a child and trying to figure out life in this world is so confusing, may we be the clear lights and messages of Jesus. But may we pay attention to the children and know the struggles that they're having, that we can not only encourage them, but we can intercede on their behalf. That we daily beseech you for protection and guidance for the children. And as we come to you interceding in that way, may we also ask for the wisdom to be part of that protection, the wisdom to be part of that guidance. As we gaze deeply into your word, Father, as we consider what it looks like to serve through friendships, maybe we never lose sight of the value of having people interceding for us. May we always be prepared that we would not be going into battle, into enemy territory, into dangerous situations without a covering of prayer. Father, may we also not go into those without praying for those that we're serving. Father, may we continually lift up those that we serve when there are things that are needed in their life that are beyond us. May we come to you, asking you to provide in whatever way, giving us wisdom to make referrals, giving us the strength and energy to do what we thought we couldn't. But may our intercession lift up their needs, both physically and spiritually. May the life that they live be different because somebody's praying for them. And may our life be different because someone's praying for us. And in this ministry of reconciliation, in this ministry of intercession, may our goal be to lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Tuesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.